True love, true vine. True love, true vine. There's really two sermons there. I don't think we can profess at all that love is easy, can we? It can be very difficult. Hatred is easy now. Hatred is extremely easy. You can get mad and stomp your feet and just be very destructive. But love is not destructive, is it? Love is a little bit different. So I ask you, what is love? What is your definition of love? Why aren't we sharing that with those that are non-believers? Why don't we share more of that? If today was the last day that we lived on this earth, and then we crossed over and were greeted by St. Peter or whatever your vision would be greeting, would he have a book in front of him saying, you know, you had so many opportunities to share the love of Christ, and here's the book that says you walked away, you turned away, you failed, and you didn't do what you were supposed to do. So why should you enter into the kingdom of heaven? Oh, I know why. I know why. Because you believed in God and you believed in Jesus. And we loved you so much that he died for us. He died for you. So come on in. If that's the case, why aren't we spending much, much more time in sharing the love of Christ? There's a lot, I believe, if you go into any cemetery, there's a lot of unsung songs in a cemetery. And if they wouldn't have had so much hatred in their heart, it would have been a different story. Wouldn't it be nice if we went in the cemetery and said, they had so much love in their heart. Look what they did. Look what they did with their lives. It's up to us. It's really entirely up to us. We can believe in Jesus Christ, died for our sins, and just keep it to ourselves, and all we've got is a belief. Or we can work that faith. We can work that faith and demonstrate the love that Jesus had shared for us and 2,000 years ago died on the cross for us. God so loved the world, he gave his only son. So that through his death, they would survive and live. Now that's love. That's love. Let us remember the sacrifices that Jesus made for us and the love that his Father had for us, that he would give his only Son to reconnect us. That is the true vine. He is the vineyard keeper. So let us not be disconnected to that true vine. Let us continue to grow and to produce good fruit. Let us pray.